I never thought that I would meet someone that goes viral for stretching.
The outcome just came, and I didn't expect it to do this well. But I went from 5,000 followers to 110,000 as we make this podcast right now.
Like, a lot of people go back from their job and they just go back, they get inside and they start watching something. That's it, I'm done with my day. Oh, you have like another like 5-6 hours in your day. Why are you not doing something with that?
Success is not final. Failure is not final. The only thing that's final is your ability to continue.
Virgin Radio 104.4, it's Adam Adin. This is the Monk with Bates podcast. This is Tariq. This is Sahil. How are you guys feeling today?
How are you, bro?
I'm good.
Bro, welcome to my podcast. I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here. If you guys don't know who Adam Adin is, he is the stretching king of Dubai. I'm going to give you that title right now.
It's been 20 days, man. All these yoga teachers are going to come for me.
The one dirham karak guy.
Which wow. Yeah.
And one of the youngest radio presenters at Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
You've right. also been a TikTok star. You've been an Instagram star. You've done so many things, bro, at the moment. Like, it's crazy to see how much you've done. But I feel like whenever someone just blows up in like a short amount of time, although TikTok took time, Instagram relatively quickly, I wanted to know, what's the part of this journey that you're on now that people have not seen? How did it start for you? What's the part that people don't see?
Well, a lot of people see the viral videos that go viral, right? They all see it, but no one sees the thousands of videos that you make before that to learn the skills, right? So on TikTok, my story is I made around 1,000 videos before I went viral. And then my 1,016th went viral. So I needed those 1,000 videos to learn the skills, to learn how to use social media the right way, to learn how to speak on a camera, things like that. And then the 1,016th video was kind of destined to go viral because I learned the skills. And even doing those 1,000 videos helped me get the job on Virgin Radio, because those editing skills, those filming skills, those speaking skills came to me earlier because of those videos. So a lot of people just see the viral video, but I'm sure with everyone, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that no one sees that is necessary.
You know, there's so much more than these skills you feel like you learn. Like, you learn a lot of dedication, you learn a lot of consistency.
Discipline.
These are the things that really actually also transfer to your Virgin Radio show. Mm. So maybe you would think through Virgin Radio, like, it might reach a time where you feel a bit overwhelmed or you might feel a bit tired and stuff. But these 1,000 videos have got you the endurance to go on like that with the Virgin Radio show.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there are lots of times where I genuinely wanted to quit TikTok making. And
I want to say 1,000 videos, bro, is crazy.
I was making 3 videos a day for the longest time.
A lot of videos.
Yeah, for around a year, I was making 3 videos a day.
That's insane, bro.
And there's a lot that actually, like, as I was making them, I kind of thought were cringe and deleted them. There are some, and I wish I didn't. But if you go back to my oldest video, it was in 2020 during COVID. And it was just like, you see, a lot of videos are cringe, but then I need those cringe moments. And I'm sure, you know, when you started your podcast, there were lots of things that you wish you did a bit differently.
What are you trying to say, bro?
I
what are you trying to say here?
I don't know.
No, I'm joking. No,
she's getting back.
He's going to kick me out the podcast.
But not at her, at me.
Yeah.
Why me?
No. But same thing, right? When you started your business, it's like there are lots of things you wish you would have done differently. And I think it's all like that in life.
You learn.
We learn. So,
man, I swear to God, a lot of the business approaches I had before are cringe. I don't know how to explain it, but let's say, even with I opened like old DMs, like when I still reply, I need some of them. But back then, when I was like replying to every single DM, some DMs I'm like, what am I saying? Like, how am I replying like that? And now it's like totally different, totally different. So sales even makes a big difference. And there's a bit of cringe in sales. You can be cringy in sales. And I used to be very cringy in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's when you did the best you could with what you had at that time. And now the best you can do is better, which means that you've just grown. That's just the process of growth. But before we even get on to talking about this whole journey, I just want to say, first of all, thank you, Tariq, for putting me in touch with Adam. Bro, you've put me in touch with so many great people. And for real, your friendship has brought so much value to me. I swear to God, so many reasons.
Thank you, man.
That is a G, man. You know, I mean, how long have I known you for?
By the way, me and Adam go back. Me and Adam go back like maybe 4 years, 3 years now.
Three, four years.
Yeah.
He gave me a lift to the gym once.
Yeah. And I have a crazy story.
Is that how you guys met?
Yeah, I'll tell you the story. So
you got into a car with a random guy.
No, kind of random, but kind of not.
You know what? We're in Dubai. It's fine.
Let me tell you. All right.
It's the fact that we're in Dubai.
So basically what happened was my sister was working in an agency.
Yeah.
And so, which he was working in as well. So I went there and my sister was like, oh, we're just going to drop him to the metro.
Yeah, I want to go to the metro.
Yeah, he wanted to go to the metro to then go to TK gym. And then I told him, like, man, why? Like, I'll just drop you. Like, I'll drop you off. And he's like, yeah, okay, sure. In the beginning, you wanted to really go to the metro. And I was like, no, like, I'll drop you off. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have a conversation with this guy. I have a very good feeling about him. And we had a great bond, me and him. We had a great bond. And while I'm dropping him off, he's like, man, I want to do the fight, social knockout fight.
Yeah, I was making TikToks and I was like,
I want to do it. I'm like, yeah, man, like, you know what? You should go for it. But if you want to go for it, you should start training from now. And then he really started training from then.
Yeah.
Still doing it?
Yeah. I'm still training. I mean,
no way.
I was offered a social knockout fight.
That's the thing. No. He got it. He got
five
it.
Months ago.
3 years later.
I was going to be in the ring 5 months
no
ago.
No way.
But I just got postponed like twice. I think, I don't know. There was something with the event. I don't know exactly what they had, but they, I'm not sure why it was postponed, but they didn't make it happen.
Yeah,
I was scheduled to fight and a week before the fight, it was canceled.
I want to talk about something right now. There's this word that's going viral all around the world, and it's related to spirituality, and it's called manifestation. I think that all of us can say that to some extent we've manifested our lives, but I wanted to understand, like, what does that word mean to you, and is it something that you've tried to do in order to be where you are today?
Well, I've tried it. Like, I visualize a lot before I do anything. Like, before I go on stage, I'll close my eyes. Even if it's for 2 minutes, I'll just visualize how it's going to be. And I'll visualize the ending of, like, the positive outcome. And sometimes it won't come. But I remember genuinely sitting down, visualizing myself, knocking out my opponent. I remember genuinely sitting down, visualizing myself hitting 1 million followers, which hasn't happened yet. But I visualized it plenty of times.
Bro, you're on the way.
I visualized it, right? I said that I visualized it. You know, I visualized 100K and it came.
Do stretching for 60 days instead of 30?
I haven't visualized myself getting taller. I haven't.
You should probably start that now. You got 10 days, bro.
But I don't know if it's manifestation. Like, I don't know what the word is, right? But I do think what you think about is powerful. What you say is powerful. You know, we say a lot of things to ourselves that are negative a lot of the time, right? We sing songs that have negative lyrics. Think of the music you listen to, like just the music. Think of music. Let's say you're listening to the radio, you hear some music, you're like, okay, that's not pretty good, right? I mean, like, I'm going to think of a random song. This is a really, like, bad song, but everyone sings it, all right? Creeping by The Weeknd.
Okay, right? Yeah.
Right?
You don't know it?
You don't know
it? I just want to know.
What, the reason what it's saying. Oh, yeah, I know it. I know that part.
Let me explain the lyrics, right?
Excuse my, like, singing voice.
It's, if you're creeping, keep it on the low. So if you're cheating, keep it on the low.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to know. It's just like it puts the man in such a weak position. Like, you're programming yourself, oh, if my girl is cheating, I don't want to know. And I know I'm going too deep into it, right? But think of every single song. Like, think of every single song you listen to. Truly listen to it. Is it positive or is it negative? Right?
I have a question, though.
And 80% of it is negative. As someone that works on radio, I can confirm, like,
a
lot of the songs are negative.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not that I'm not trying to take it too far, like, don't listen to music. I'm just saying, balance what you listen to. Like, if you listen to a lot of music that's negative, okay, listen to some affirmation. Maybe tell yourself things, like, I know you do that as you're driving, right? You say positive messages to yourself. And I
really
think tell us about that.
This is a great thing what he's saying, is because a while ago I actually stopped listening to music for a long time, and I still don't listen to music much. Like, on the way here, I don't put music on the road. I stopped listening to music for that reason. It's because you might think, so imagine two people in a room. I'll get to your point about me, what I'm saying in the car, but imagine two people. You put two people in one, each person in a room, and this person in this room with two languages, let's say they don't understand. This person and the person number one in room number one, you're putting, like, very bad music, like Creeping or whatever. And the other person, you're putting, let's say, a book, audio books for the whole year. Imagine them, they come out of that room. Imagine this guy comes out and this guy comes out from that room. Imagine how much different they're going to be.
I know about this experiment they did, okay? And this is an interesting one. But I have 2 points to this, though. There's this experiment that they did with water, okay? And they put, like, heavy metal, like, I want to kill
the vibration
Jesus type, like, really crazy, you know, music, yeah? Heavy metal music, and they put the water with this. Then they put the water in a different room with, like, affirmations and, like, you know, forest sounds and stuff. Then they got a microscope and they looked at the water. The difference, bro, between the heavy metal and the good water was crazy. They did the same thing with plants. The same thing with plants. And it's like, if you think about it, 80% of humans is water. Yeah. So think about the words and the vibrations and what it's doing.
And
it's,
then you think about prayer, right? Before, you know.
Wow, yeah.
Prayer. I'm not Muslim, but I know a lot of Muslims. Before they eat, they say Bismillah.
Yeah.
Right? It's like they're blessing the food. You know, I thank God before I eat. You know,
inshallah,
what I mean?
Mashallah, like, alhamdulillah.
It's like, it's in religion, right? Like, it's that's how deeply wired this is. And it's also like, before you drink water, I mean, I've saw the experiment, and it's true. Like, if you, before you drink water, if you say, I am grateful for this water, and you drink it, it actually does better for you than if you say, if you're angry, you say, F you or F this, and you drink the water, the stress drinking, the stress eating, actually harms you but more than if you just said something really nice. So I think it's powerful, man. What you say matters. It matters so much more than we think.
Mm. I want to say, like, we talked about manifesting from thoughts, because you mentioned thoughts. We talked about words. One thing we missed out on, and I want to really talk about this, is actions. Because sometimes people think manifesting is, I'm going to think about getting a laptop and it's going to arrive there. But that's not how it works. There's an effort part of it. So I think one of the most important things that I've learned from my life in terms of what I do, in terms of creating an identity to who I want to be, is one, to have certain thoughts. Mm. Two, to make the words in accordance with those thoughts. And three, the most important thing, act in accordance with the thoughts. Today, if you're saying, I want to be a fighter, but then you're eating burgers every day, where will the opportunity come to you? And we talk about luck again. You can buy luck. There's something Tariq has said before in a podcast with me. You can buy luck. So even in a lottery,
how
right?
do you buy luck? Yeah.
Even if you're in a lottery, people say, oh, he got lucky, he won lottery. Okay, but he still bought the ticket, right? So same thing with this, what you're talking about. When it comes to manifesting, you don't just get lucky. Luck is an excuse people make in order for them not to make effort.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
You prepare so, for the opportunity, right? That's how it is.
Everything is about preparation, bro. It's like telling God, I want millions, I want business, but then you complain every day, I'm too busy. It's like, bro, if you want something, you have to open space for God to be like, yes, he deserves this. Yes, he's there.
Yeah.
All of these videos that you created, now look at what you have.
They prepared me, right?
It's all a preparation.
And I did get lucky, but I was prepared for the opportunity too. It worked together. Like, I'm not saying me winning the competition at Virgin Radio was like, I did get lucky too. I did get lucky
too.
Some
of it is luck. It is part of it. Can you tell the story?
I'll tell the story. So me even finding out about this was super random. I mean, so I was a TikToker, and you know, my goal by the end of the year was to become massive on social media.
Were you viral already by this
point? I was on TikTok, but not on Instagram. I was viral on TikTok. I had like 140,000 followers.
Okay, wait, first of all, how did you get viral on TikTok? Like, what was the thing?
Yeah, okay. So when I was 16, I started making TikToks. And I
posted, Three years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
You've done all of this?
Yeah,
you've done all of this in 3 years?
Yeah, so 15 and a half to 16, I started making TikToks.
I need to get to work.
thanks, man.
Damn.
No, wow. But I that's when I started, right? And then, you know, after around a year, I went viral. I got to 140,000 followers over time after that video went viral. But then after that, I was like, okay, let me make it on all different platforms. So that was the goal of the year. A couple months into 2023, I was like, oh my God, like this. Well, actually, look, I was like, oh my God, I need to make YouTube videos. I made YouTube videos. I made Instagram reels. I kept grinding, but nothing was working. But I was like, look, I'm going to do it for a year to see what happens. And then I see this ad on my Instagram. We're looking for the next Virgin Radio presenter. And I'm like, yeah, I'm 18. I'm too young. And I scroll. And for a week, I don't even think about it again. Literally. I was like, yeah, I'm too young. I made an excuse. Mm-hmm. I was already on a journey. I was on a journey, right? I thought I was too young. I swear. I genuinely, like, rejected it because I wanted it. But it was like, yeah, yeah, I'm too young for this. Because I didn't know the age limits as well. But I also, my mind just made an excuse. Then my friend, his name is Khair. Shout out to Khair. Love you, man. He calls me. He's like, Adam, I need you to make my video of my audition, because you had to make a video to join in the beginning. And so I'm like, yeah, let me edit it for you. I'll come and I'll spend the night with you. So I went there, I filmed it for him, I edited it for him. Like, we made it a really good video, and it did so well. Like, the team saw it. It went on the Virgin Radio group chat. Like, it was good. It was really good. And then he's like, Adam, I want you to come to my next audition where I talk on the microphone. So I go with him, right? I'm like, yeah, I'll come support you. And when I go there, I realize they say, Adam, you can audition too. On the mic, just go, just try. And I went and I tried. And then I got the job and he didn't. So it was interesting to see how it all worked out. Because when I was helping with the video, I knew, yeah, I'm not getting the job. Khair is going to get the job, right? I'm going to do my best to make sure he does. And I just wanted to, you know, I came from a place of love. I wanted to help him. But at the end of it, I got the job. So it says a lot about, it's a big lesson I learned. Like, if you just do good without expecting anything, things come to you. And I've seen that a lot throughout the past 2 years. Like, if I just forget about what I'm going to get in return, I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to help, right? It's going to come back. Every single time it's going to come
back. The book I'm reading, Reality Transurfing, is speaking about giving too much excessive energy to a specific topic. So, for example, me and you, for example, or me and Sahil, oh man, if I do this, you will do this for me. That's excessive energy. So that's already expecting and putting a limit to what I can get. All right. But if I do this, I don't know what you're doing for me. It could be totally different. Number one, I wouldn't give it too much energy. I wouldn't put a limit to how much effort I'm putting into it, which is exactly what happened to Adam. He was giving, but he doesn't know what he was expecting. Yeah. He had no idea. He didn't go like, oh, I'm going to do this so I can get this. For example, if you see this in relationships. Oh, if I do this for you, you need to do this for me.
Yeah.
What happens when she doesn't do it for you?
Yeah.
The amount of...
That expectation exactly. You've created, yeah. it kills that relationship.
Exactly, exactly. Same thing with life in general. It's excess energy.
Do you know what? This is crazy because we're such a good example of this right now. Because when we spoke at the gym before, when we... By the way, if you guys haven't already seen this, Tariq and I filmed an episode as well.
Yeah.
So when I met you at the gym, it was never my intention to think, I'm going to meet this guy and talk to him so then I can film a podcast with him, so then he can introduce me to Adam Nadine, so then, you know, this. I just said, this is a nice guy, let me talk to him. And also because you were providing some value to me through words.
We had very nice conversations.
Yeah, we had very nice conversations. So because of that, now we're sitting here.
Man,
and again, it's all about just, crazy. I guess, love and genuine intentions.
I love that. That's great. I heard about that conversation too. You know, and you just randomly happened. And it was like, you all had a positive attitude. And, you know, I think beautiful things come from just...
Like, even the first time we met, me and Sahil, we were in a table with like six, and me and Sahil were just speaking.
Azata was it.
Yeah. Wow. Me and him were just speaking. He was asking questions, I'm answering questions, and then I was asking questions.
But at that time, you were so composed because it's our first time meeting.
Yeah.
I did not even have a clue of like some of the things you've done.
Yeah.
So when I found out at the gym, also shout out to the gym, bro.
Seriously, bro.
For real.
Gym is my G.
For reals. Gym has just like,
yeah, man.
It's brought so many good things to me.
Shout out to the gym. I love it. That's the best.
By the way, Tariq, how's the gym?
The gym is great.
You can see it, man. You can see the gym.
It's funny because Tariq and I had a conversation earlier and I was telling him like, how's the gym? And he's like, I understand why you say it, but I never understand what people mean when they ask that.
Man, look. When people ask you like, how's the gym? 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 Like now he asked me and I was like, you know, just off my head. But man, when people ask how's the gym, they make it sound like it's a job of yours.
Yeah.
So I never ask you how's the gym because I understand that gym should be in everyone's life or the gym should be or some sort of activity that. But you chose gym as you that activity. So for someone it could be cycling. For someone it could be whatever. I never ask my sister like, oh, how's cycling? Because that's her job. It has to be good. And on top of that, it's like it's part of my life. It's not like it's a thing where. It's like part of my daily routine. It's to the point where if you ask me like, how's the gym? It's like, what do you mean? How's the gym? Like, of course it's going to be good. How else is it going to be?
Yeah. But I think that question I think that question is a better question than what do you do for a living or how is your job? Because they care about you when they say that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like, but like the thing is, like now Sahel asked it obviously, but like I'm saying in general, like let's say people I haven't seen in a while or something, or in a group or whatever, like how's the gym? How's like this today? When they ask like detailed questions about it, it's like, bro, it's not a job.
It's like asking someone how's brushing your teeth.
Yeah, I see what you know what I mean? It's like that.
It's always going to be good, you know what
it's,
I mean?
Well, of course it's going
to
be
but
good.
But hey, man, not everyone's as motivated as you or as disciplined as you.
It has to be right? like that. Has
but,
to be like
yeah,
that,
so
though.
Like, yeah, like with you, I don't know if I'd ask you how's gym. But then I know some people that...
Other people you'd maybe want to ask.
You already know my gym is good.
I know it's good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think with that question, you know if it's bad.
If you guys are watching this, don't ask Tariq how the gym is.
No, it's okay.
Ask
it's
him
okay.
everything other than that.
It's okay. I will not.
He's going to come with a katana and just slice you in half.
Take care.
Okay, bro. I wanted to ask you with... So about the... Okay, just to finish the point on being genuine... Didn't you go famous on TikTok for the kicking guy and for the guy that did the kick ups and stuff? Wasn't that also just a
So that's recent. So like you talking about the not expecting things like
yeah
that. Yeah. So another example of something great happening to me without me expecting it by me helping someone was one of my friends. His name was Yusuf. He is Yusuf. Love him. Shout out to Yusuf Ali. A great guy. He just like look at him. There's this kid in the community. He's 13, 14 years old. We saw him like doing kick-ups for like 1,000 reps. And I'm like, it's freaking amazing. And I think like this guy doesn't know it yet, but he needs a spotlight. I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, let me know when you can come. And he lives really far. He's like, let me know when you can come. But like, I think it's great. So I was like, okay, let me make a video about it. I don't know if it'll go viral. My videos weren't doing great on my fitness account. So I'm like, let me see how well it does. We make the video. I don't know if it's good enough to post, but I'm just going to edit it. We'll see. And I was hesitating before I posted it. I posted it, millions of views.
Really?
Millions of views. Yeah, it went crazy. I tagged that guy. That guy's getting so many like follows and DMs and like people are commenting about him. Like
the kid,
yeah, because I tagged him, right? And he's getting so much love. And I told him before I posted it, I'm like, hey man, I'm posting this in 3 days. You have 3 days to make like 5 videos because if this goes viral, you will blow up because they will go to your profile. He's like, okay. He made no videos, man.
No.
He could have blown up. And that's the idea of being prepared for an opportunity.
This is the opposite of manifesting.
Yeah. But see what I mean? I was even teaching him. Like, I love the guy. His name is Jamie Seal. Great guy, man. Like young, like he's probably gonna make it, man. Like as a footballer. He's really good. And he's just like, and I told him, make videos, and he didn't make videos, man. And I was like, the video still, it's still blowing up, and there are no videos. And I'm like, if he could have built his personal brand, more opportunities are gonna come. But it's like that's the idea of being prepared for an opportunity. So that's another idea. And there were lots of other things that happened that taught me in the past year. It was the biggest lesson I learned in 2023. Like
just being genuine,
just help and don't expect. When you can, there are gonna be times where you know you can help. And you say no, and there are going to be times where you can help and you say yes. It's going to happen. And say yes as much as you can. As much as you can. And then when you say yes, don't think I could get something back. The moment that comes to mind, let it go. Because it's gonna harm you, not help you. So yeah, that's the big lesson I learned of last year.
Mm.
You know, man, it's always good to be prepared for opportunity, but not too prepared to go for it. The thing is, when you need to be prepared for opportunities so you can say yes directly and take it directly. But a lot of people, for example, he probably wanted to get too prepared for it, and he wanted to do the best 5 videos, and then he realized, oh, I can't do the best 5 videos.
Maybe sometimes people put too much pressure onto themselves.
That's exactly. No, I mean, too much preparation to go for something is not good.
I was speaking at a school the other day. Yeah, yeah. And to build on that point, I was speaking at a school, and the motto of the talk was just start. Was like, just start. Like, you know, it's so important. Like, you need that to be a tattoo on your brain. Just start.
If he just
everything.
Yeah. If he just made those 5 videos, he could have gone.
I'm telling you.
He could have gone.
Everyone went to his account, man. I mean, it got millions of views. I don't know the exact number, we can check. But man, the engagement was crazy. They're like, I can't believe this guy's doing 1,000 kickups and the ball didn't drop once.
He did 1,000.
He did like we told him to stop. We had to tell him to stop. We can't even play the video on the podcast right now. Like, this guy, he has it. And I'm like, look, this video could go viral. If it does, you need to be ready. I'm posting in 3 days. Make videos.
Let's hope he does it. Oh, no, sorry. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, and so when I posted it, I'm just like, man, like, I can't wait for him any longer. I'm going to post that. And I posted it and it went viral, and, you know.
But you know what? Here's the thing. First of all, I had prepared a quote for this episode that I had put on my phone. And the quote is, the secret of getting ahead is getting started.
As, oh, and it relates, man, to,
crazy, because it was for this episode that I had put this quote, and you already just talked about it.
Hey, you'd be surprised, because that's one of my big mottos that I live by.
It's shout like out to Mark Twain.
Just start. Just the two words. Just start. Just start. Just start. Just start. Yeah. And you know, my dad even, like, you know, he started writing a book after he heard that quote, because he was like, I keep thinking about it, but I'm not doing it. So just start. And so he would just start writing one or two like things about the book, and then slowly he would do it. But you need to just start with it, right? And so my first video was the best thing that ever happened to me, because if it wasn't for that first video, if it wasn't for that slight, like, I'll do it, I'll post it, we'll see what happens.
100%.
We'll post it, I'll see what happens. And that's the hardest thing. Everyone watching, all right, post that video, right? And I know social media is more bigger than it ever was in history. Post that video, because that video, it might not do well, right? But you need that video to eventually do well. You need it. You need it. I mean, about podcasts, right? I heard this, I forgot his name, but I love this guy. He's a podcaster. He said that 90% of people don't make it to their like 7th podcast, right? And then like 90% of that, of those people, don't make it to their 20th. Damn. So just by getting to your 20th, you're already in the top 1%.
Well, I've already filmed 11, so 9 more to go.
Get
to
that 20.
We're going to get there.
Yeah, so it's like, you make that first video. Make it, and then don't look back, and keep making them, even if they're private, man. Like even make this stuff as small as you can. Make a private video. Make it private.
Do you
make,
know what?
Make I a guess... story on your close friends list. Make a story, and then have 0 people in your close friends list, and post it. But take that action, you know, at some point.
I guess the thing is that whenever we were speaking about this off camera, but whenever you want something, it's like you're doing teamwork with God. It's you and God in a room, and you're like, okay, let's do this. Okay, you create a pitch, just like a events company does. They create a pitch, and they're like, this is how I want it to go. These are the thoughts, these are the things, whatever. Here you go, God. Chances are, if the thing is good for you, for the people around you, for society, it will happen. But it won't happen the way you want it to happen, and it won't happen when you want it to happen. So before you're doing that, when you give this thing idea to God and you're like, hey, God, I usually have a conversation with God. I'm like, God, this is what I want. I know it's not going to happen like this. I know the people around me that I have put in my mind to make this happen, they're not going to be the people that make it happen. There are chances that they might not be. And I'm detached and I'm accepting of that. But so once you give that to God, then you have to have room, right, for God to be like, to do things. And at that key moment... And again, it goes back to manifesting. At that key moment, it's about being aware. It's just about being aware, because something may not go to your expectation, but that doesn't mean that it's gonna that it's gonna stop you from your journey. It could be the thing that helps you in your journey, but you won't find out till later. So I think whenever you're doing something, like Tariq has done with his business, like you've done with this, and like I'm doing now with podcasting, there has to be some level of detachment, but just some level of purity. Like love and purity. And you just got to do what you love doing professionally. And then do professionally what you love. Make your passion. Do your passions professionally and do your profession passionately. I feel like that's a good way to just describe this point. Yeah.
I like that.
Part
that's
of it.
When Adam was speaking about post your first video. I remember in our podcast, I was speaking about a brick wall. And that brick wall, I told you, applies to everything. Whether it was your first investment, whether it was your first video, whether if it was your first football match, whatever it was. And that's exactly what Adam was speaking about. And Adam, I want to ask you a question. When you posted your first video, was the second one easier to post?
So much easier.
Yeah?
So much easier. Yeah, yeah.
It's like you get
unbelievably
going.
Unbelievably easier.
So I was speaking to Sahil last time about something, and it was about a brick wall with investing. I think I spoke to you about this when we went out for breakfast. And basically what I was speaking about is you make your first investment, whether it was green or red, it's easier for you now to make your second investment. And then it's easy for you now to make your third investment. And then you go on.
By the way, just before you guys came on, I filmed a podcast with this guy called Mansoor. Serial entrepreneur.
Okay.
Like invests in businesses, like 5 businesses a year. He's crazy. Okay. Makes businesses like every year he makes like 5 or 6.
Wow.
And he said this exact same thing as well.
Yeah.
The same thing. So it's true. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like you make your first investment, you will go for your second, you will go for your third, you will go for your fourth. It becomes so much easier for you and you will become more aware. So when you posted your first video, okay, you found something wrong in your video. If that first video went viral, would you have done the same thing for the second video? You would have done the exact same thing because that was green.
Yeah.
That was, if I'm thinking about
it. You learn from it.
You know that video works. Okay, that video did not work. What did you do? You found out what didn't work, or you found out, oh, maybe, you know what, my quality needs to be better. Maybe my caption needs to change. Maybe my the background needs to change. Whatever it is needs to change. And you start adjusting to that first video, and then the second video will be a better version of the first. And then third video will be a better version of the second. And the same thing with investing. You make your first investment. You made money. Good. You do it again. You didn't make money. Okay, adjust. What didn't make you money? You do it. The second one is probably more chances of you making money than your first one.
The
third one will be more chances of you to make
money. The thing is, there's a quote that says, success is not final. Failure is not final. The only thing that's final is your ability to continue.
Yeah.
And I think that relates to this. Like, regardless of whether you're succeeding or failing, just remember that it's not final. So just rather than always creating like a destination, like just try to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Like, do what you actually love. Do the hobbies you love. And, you know, I think that if you have a certain hobby you like and it keeps you on track and it keeps you disciplined, I think that it's going to do good for you. And I'll give you guys an example because I prefer to like give examples for, you know, things that I'm saying. There's something I realized again about the gym, but also about other things like podcasting. It's called, there's no word for it because I haven't read it anywhere. It's something that I'm toying with this idea and I created it for myself. And it's this idea of, what do you call a drug when you do the drug and you want to do more?
Addiction?
Like a gateway drug? A gateway drug. I'm gonna call it that. So with drugs, for example, with weed, they say once you do weed, you want to do more and more. You want to try more and more drugs. This is a gateway drug, okay? I feel like there are certain hobbies that are gateway hobbies. So I'll give you guys an example. When I started going to the gym, okay, in the beginning, it was just, I want to focus on making my body look better. But then it became a mental thing. Then I started sleeping on time. Then I started having certain vitamins. Then I started meeting certain people. So it's like you do this one drug and then you end up wanting to try all these other drugs. But similarly, with good hobbies and habits, you do this one hobby or habit and then it makes you want to do all these other good things.
So true.
Today, if I don't go to the gym, there is a chance that there are all these things that going to the gym makes me do that I may not do.
I love it. Everything affects everything.
Yeah.
Everything affects everything.
Yeah.
That you not sleeping on time is going to affect the next day or affect your sleep. Or if I didn't sleep good last night, I wouldn't be as alert I was on the radio. You know what I mean? And then maybe something would have happened there that would have went wrong. You know what I mean? And if I did sleep well last night, then everything would have gone so smoothly. You know what I mean? Maybe I would have said something to someone. Maybe I would have felt more confident to go up to someone and get an opportunity. You never know. And so everything affects everything. And I think deep down, we all know what's good for us. Mm. We all know what's good and what's bad. And we like to play tricks with ourselves. Like, oh, yeah, but this. Like, yeah, because of that, it's fine to do today. You know, but it's like, no, what's bad is bad. What's good is good. We know the difference. And as much as we can stay on the right side, I think we'll see the results ourselves.
And, you know, there's no time to slow down. That's the thing. So if we're going to the gym, let's say, and we're putting the same effort, or you're posting the videos and you're making the same effort, you can't expect to excel. You can't expect to go to the next echelon. But this is how a lot of people fail, is that they expect by putting the same amount of effort, they will see more progress or they will see more results. And this is the thing. There's a momentum. We have to keep that momentum going. We have to keep putting more. We have to keep putting more until we hit our targets. And then, okay, we could say, okay, now maybe we can take a chill for a bit. But then you have to keep going again. You have to keep going faster and faster. It's like you never see a race car drive fast, and then go like, you know what, no, now it's time to put a cruise. And
every lap is as fast. They try to go faster.
You have to go faster. It's the same thing. We have a momentum. Why do people slow down? What I don't understand is a lot of people, they go, man, you know how many times I saw people with potential? And I swear to God, I feel so bad for these people. It's because they have so much in them. But they put in the effort for a month. The second month, it's like, you know, I'm not too sure anymore. Or I'm getting a bit lazy. Or, oh, I had a very good month last time. Maybe this month I can go a bit less. The third month, I don't know. Nothing. Nothing.
There's a difference between hard work and talent. If you're talented, a lot of talented people don't want to do the hard work because they know they're good at it. It's fine. Mm. No worries. But then there are people that don't have talent in one thing, but they want it. So they put in so much hard work. Yeah. And then there are people that are talented and they're hardworking. Yeah. So
that's powerful, that one. That combination. Same thing when I won the competition. Like, I worked really hard to win that Virgin Media competition. But then after I won it, my friends were like, now we push. Now you work.
Damn. So at your biggest success, I was
like,
they're like...
I became a presenter. I'm like, oh my God, like... Then my friend and my
I can relax now.
Now you work. Now you put in the work. Now, like, you don't stop now.
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
That's a very good friend.
There is no reason to stop, you know? And it's interesting because that friend, I only met him twice before he said that.
Wow.
So he's a great guy. Great guy, man.
That's why you've been able to achieve all of this at such a young age, bro. You're 19.
Look, I'm going to tell you, right? Genuinely, I really appreciate when I'm told that, right? But the truth is, if you think I've gotten somewhere, it's because of the people around me. I swear to God. People like you guys. I swear.
Crazy.
Because, no, your environment affects you.
So much.
And, alhamdulillah, I feel blessed to have great brothers, great parents, great friends around me. But also, when I was growing up, I was listening to the right people. I wouldn't watch things that would waste my time too much. Sometimes I would, but I would always listen to the right things. And, you know, if I wanted to make videos, I'd look at Mr. Beast and how he blew up and listen to his advice and stuff like that. So I really genuinely listened. And even life skills. I mean, no one talks about life skills in school. Like, they talk about what you learn in school with, like, okay, maths, English, science, all these things. But when did we have a class on communication? When was the last time you learned how to genuinely have a conversation with
emotional
someone?
Intelligence, yes. Sales, negotiation, like strategies. Yes. Like, when did you learn to do
how
this?
To be a good listener? How to be a good
There's a difference between hearing and listening.
Yes, right? 100%.
There's a difference between hearing, because hearing, you just hear so many voices around you, hear all these noises, but listening is when you have emotions attached
100%,
to that. 100%. So there is a difference, but you never learn these things in school.
It's so true. And you know, from I feel so blessed that from a young age, I was influenced the right way to read a lot of these communication books, and it really, really helped me. And I have a lot of learning to do, but I learned a few things that really did help me. I learned a few things that I can remember. I can remember situations in my life where if I didn't apply the skills I learned, I would be in a very different position.
Like Swahili?
Well, that helped. Yeah. I swear that's a big thing. So
Which one?
Do you want to explain the story?
So I speak a bit of Swahili. So if you recognize the language, Habari yako, mimi ni Adam, nina furahi kukutana na wewe. I said, I'm speaking in the language you speak in Kenya, Tanzania, and parts of Uganda.
I
grew up, you know, in school, I had a friend, his name was Jerome. He was from Kenya. And, you know, when I first got to know him, we spoke a bit of, like, Swahili. But then, you know, then I didn't see him for a long time. And so I was going to a lot of events. You know, I would sneak into a lot of events to try and meet people. That was the idea. I would sneak into a lot just to try and meet people in content and things like that.
But see how much hard work goes into it? Like, people say you just blow up, but I snuck into events to make this happen.
I snuck into events, and I don't want to go too much into it, but I remember, I genuinely remember the security guards were from Kenya and Uganda and Tanzania. And so I went back to my Swahili, my love for Swahili, and I just I went back to it. I learned a bit more of it, and then I actually became friends with a lot of security guards to help me get in.
Damn.
And like, not like I needed to do that because I was 16. I was too young. I was too young to enter events.
You need to be 18, right? To go
to a lot of events just because of, then you need to be accompanied by a parent. Wow. But I would wear suits and go to places, and I wanted to meet the right people. And I'm telling you, there are lots of people that I know that I'm friends with that I met in these events. And
no way.
Yeah.
So they saw you before you blew up, and now they're seeing you after?
No. I knew them before anything happened.
Wow.
And I was, yeah. But I'd go to the event like wearing a suit and a red tie and red sneakers. I have videos on social media.
The red tie, bro. I remember the red tie.
Of me interviewing these like 20 million follower people, and like now I'm friends with them. Now we follow each other, we're friends, you know what I mean? But I had to go there, and what helped me get in was the communication, was Swahili. And it's not just Swahili, but then after doing that, I realized language is such a powerful, I don't want to say tool, because I think it's so much deeper than a tool. I think it's a new way of life that gives you so much more than just knowing one or two languages.
I mean, think about it. Language is something that we hold so closely. It's something we use to express ourselves. There's culture tied to it. Imagine you're in a foreign country like Dubai. There's so many different types of people. You're probably alone and you see someone that's not from your culture speak your language.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I mean, I think Nelson Mandela, he said this. He said, if you speak to someone in their second language, you're speaking to their mind. But if you speak to someone in their first mother tongue, you're speaking to their heart.
Oh.
That's what, and it's true because, I mean, I'm not like a polyglot, which is someone that knows more than four languages. I know English and Arabic, but I know a lot of small things in different languages.
Just to get into events.
That's how it started. That's how it started.
He's on Virgin, so he can't say this stuff now.
No, but I'm not going to deny it. That's how I started, right?
Yeah.
But no, it helps me way beyond that I ever did now. Like just building a connection with someone. You know, like I'll meet someone from Kerala and I'll say Sugamano, you know, Endepere Adam, Nindepere, and I'll just say Absamindika Chalaga. You know, that's like I'm mixing Hindi as well. But so I'll speak to them a bit in their own language. And
I was
I'm not,
you're speaking to my heart right now.
I'll say
that's Hindi.
I'm trying to remember the Malayalam thing that I always say. I always say Ningale Kandadil Vangare Sandosham, which means nice to meet you.
Oh.
And so I'm forgetting a lot of them now, but when I see someone from the country, it kind of comes to me a bit faster and it just builds a connection. And I don't know the language, I just know a few sentences, but you break the ice, you 100%. Break it fully.
It's like starting a joke. It's like when you start it with a joke and then they laugh at it and you break the ice, this one's even more powerful.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
this
yeah.
one's instant.
Yeah.
100%.
There's also, you don't need to convince him to laugh.
Yes.
But I want to get into this challenge that you've done now.
Yeah.
I never thought a day in my life that I would meet someone that goes viral for stretching.
Yeah.
Did you just start that for fun, or did you plan that? Like, was this like some genius plan where you're like, I'm gonna stretch, it's gonna make me go viral, or were you just like, I just need to get taller?
Well, I wanted to get back into content, right? Like when I got the radio show, I kind of paused content for a while, and my views dropped, and I felt a bit bad. But I also wanted to get flexible, you know. So I thought like, my dad and I, we sat down and we thought, okay, like, how are we going to go viral? And we had a lot of ideas. And my dad, I talked to my dad a lot with these ideas because he's very creative with this stuff. And he thought, what about a height challenge? Growing taller, because, you know, stretching. And we both knew that stretching could make you taller. And we didn't know if it was true. And he said, why don't you try it? And that second, I called my brother, Danny, we're going to go to the backyard. We filmed the first video. Tomorrow, I'm starting my 30-day challenge.
No way.
Just start.
Shout out to your dad, bro.
Going back to your start. It was his idea of doing a stretching challenge.
Maybe
right?
He should become the content creator.
Maybe he should.
I'm joking.
But we push him to get into content. I think he will be on social media soon. But it's like, he gave me the idea of like, okay, like a stretching challenge. You know, that could be cool. I mean, he gives me a lot of ideas. A lot of them I don't really do, which is natural, right? Everyone brainstorming. Yeah. But that idea stood out. I was like, wow, that's great. That second, outside, this is day one of stretching. Tomorrow is day one of stretching every single day until I get taller. I'm gonna stretch.
I remember watching that video.
Remember it? That got 6 million views.
I remember.
And it blew up 5 days after I posted it.
And now you have so many reels with a million views now.
Yeah, it's gone mad. It's
gone
like crazy.
Every other day, bro.
But you know what? It's crazy. About to just start. Like I just posted it, and
you didn't prepare too much. You didn't think too much. You just did it.
I didn't prepare at all. I had okay. For 30 days, I'm going to make content. And in 5 seconds, I decided how the next 30 days were going to go.
One day, I got to do like a 30-day podcast challenge.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
One podcast a day.
That'd be sick. But in 5 seconds, I kind of predicted how the next 30 days were going to go in terms of what I'm going to do. The outcome just came, and I didn't expect it to do this well. But I went from 5,000 followers to 110,000 as we make this podcast right now.
In like 2 or 3 weeks.
Insane.
In 2.5 weeks. Yeah, yeah.
Insane.
And And 3 of those days, I increased by 60,000 followers. So it's like one moment is going to add up. And it's like, if I didn't make those 1,000 TikToks in the beginning, I wouldn't know how to edit those reels.
It all adds up, bro.
It all adds up. If I, you know, if I, that just start, like anyone... If you were to take anything from this podcast, take the just start mentality. The just start mentality, it is so important. Just start, just start, just start. Do it. Because a lot of people want to do stuff, right? We want to do it, but we don't start.
By the way, in relation to what you're saying, you did the challenge, you did the Virgin Radio, you just started it. He had the business idea, right?
Yeah.
His business partner gave him his idea. He didn't think too much. The next day after he got offered the idea, he's like, I'm done. Same thing with podcasting. I did a podcast. I was a guest on a couple podcasts. Someone gave me the idea, a podcast host gave me the idea, you should film a podcast. Boom. Next day, I was like, done, I'm doing it.
You just started.
So you just started. You got three examples of what happens when you just start things out of
even with the application.
Yeah.
The application, I'm like, why? I wish there was an application that could help me, like call a handyman and, you know, he helped me take the boxes upstairs. I'll do it. The next day, the project started. The next day, I have partners. The next day, we're in a development team, and we're on.
I love it. That's great. Yeah, you doing that now?
Instantly, yeah. Nice. It's almost done. It's almost done.
Respect. That's nice. That's nice.
The app is almost done now.
Yeah, it's almost done.
Okay.
I love it.
Thank you.
Just before we move on, because I want to just say one more thing on this. There's a controversial guy that I listen to. I don't listen to everything he says, but I listen to a lot of what he says. And I love what he said when he said this. He said, show God the beauty of his own creation.
I've heard him say that. I love
show
that.
God the beauty of his own creation.
Facts. Yeah, I love that.
If you're sitting down, being lazy, thinking about what you want to do, manifesting what you want to do, but you're not actually doing it, you're not showing God the beauty of his own creation. And God rewards those that show him the beauty of his own creation. So when you're getting out there, trying to become something, showing God what's possible of what he created, it's beautiful. I mean, as a father, facts. Right? Because I'm not a father, but like, I'm visualizing myself in 15 years, not 25 years, having kids, right? I would want them to show me like what they can become. Like I want to push them to become what they want to do. And it's like, I think God is pushing you to do, to be what you can, your full potential. And if you're just like not doing anything, what are you showing God? You're just like, he made you. And you're just going to waste your life away. I think God rewards those who do put their lives to something.
I think humans are capable of so many things that they don't even like know about. You know, like you go to the Amazon rainforest. Here we're dying from like, you know, little small people coughing or something. There, bro, they're facing death every day. And so their bodies adjust to their environment. And I think our bodies and our minds are capable of doing things that we don't even know about. Also, real quick, we're going to end the episode soon. And I have gifts to give both of you.
Come on, man.
I wanted to first do this. I wanted to do the late night thoughts segment because this was so funny with Tariq.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll give one each. We'll answer it quickly, as quick as possible.
My last one you would be proud of. You would be proud of my answer on my last segment.
Yes.
What was the question
last time? You're going to have to watch the podcast.
Okay, I'll watch the podcast.
It's going to be out soon, and then I have gifts for both of you guys.
Thanks, man. Oh, I like this question.
That's a good question.
This is crazy because I just spoke to Yasmin about this kind of recently.
Go for it.
Which of your qualities are you most proud of having? Honestly, for me, it's just, I think I'm a very loving person and I love to motivate others. I love like appreciating others. I love complimenting others. Like I just do it. I love doing it. Sometimes I'll go to the gym with the mindset, I'm going to go compliment someone at the gym. Or like, I don't know. It's just something I like doing. It just feels really nice to me. So I like to do things that allow me to express love, but then feel it at the same time. You know, that's passion for me. So
that's great.
Yeah.
A lot of people would call it, and you being nice to someone, you shouldn't expect anything back from them or you shouldn't expect anything back. But no, when we're being nice, we have a good day. Yeah. When if you go so randomly walk on the street and go like, hey man, you're working very hard. I see you're working very hard. You're gonna feel very good.
Of course.
And then if you wanna start doing that more often, just to feel more good, you're not selfish. It's not called you being selfish. A lot of people would call that selfish. Oh, you're automatically expecting something back from someone and stuff. It's not called selfishness.
By the way, when you're having a bad day, putting someone else up and making them have a good day. I know it sounds cliche, but it's really true.
It changes you, yeah, man.
There are times when I've had a lot of friends that I give presents to, it's thanks to my bad days. It's because I had a bad day, I got that present. Wow. Not your presents. I was having a great day today.
Yeah, I'm proud of my discipline. I think that really helped me. It helped me push, you know. It helped me do the things I had to do. Because we need to do a lot of things, but we don't take action sometimes. And discipline has really helped me. And I have moments where, like, some months where I'm just like, I could have been better discipline-wise. And some months where I'm like, whoa, like, this, I'm in monk mode. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's the quality that I think is the most important. I think it's so important. What about you,
Tom? I think for me, it's stress management.
Mm.
I think it's the amount of stress I handle. I became very good at handling a lot of stress. So obviously with like, because with the business and all, you have like your employee and the family of the employees. That's your responsibility.
Yeah.
That's your responsibility. And then you have the application, and then you have the university, and then you have that, and then you have that. I have other things as well that I still haven't spoken of because I'm still not successful in. Yeah. But when I'm successful in, I will speak more about it, but there's a lot of stress, you know, everywhere. And once you become really good at handling stress, there's nothing that can tackle you down.
I just want to say, like, we're talking about your business. By the way, guys, Tariq has got me a katana. If you guys haven't seen it already,
should we take it out?
Look how beautiful this thing is. Let's do a reveal right now. And his one of his drivers came. Look at this.
He should have opened the
thing.
Yeah.
You know what? It was open. I had opened it, but I'm like, for the podcast, let's
do the reveal here.
Yeah. We're going to have to cut that part out. Okay.
Man, I love this one as well.
Look how beautiful this is.
I love this one as well.
Oh my God.
I love this one as well.
Wow.
So yeah, this is Tariq's business, katanas. It's amazing. And where does it, you ship it, right? Yeah, Dubai? Where do you get it from?
Many places. So the steel is from Japan. Our guy, our blacksmith is in China and in Longquan. We actually met him. He's a very, very old guy. He's a very old guy and he has nothing but a garage. And he sits there and he just makes katanas.
Wow.
Yeah. But this one is high grade carbon steel. It's actually also better if you like China. It's not that sharp, this one. But anytime you like touch, you want to wipe it off every time because they're very sensitive.
Okay.
They're very sensitive. And
you need to keep that in mind.
It's obviously full tank, so the steel goes all the way back.
Wow.
A lot of engineering goes behind it. Yeah.
You just catch me in my kitchen cutting like kiwis and any fruit I have.
This one you can actually train with.
Really?
Yeah, this one you can actually train with because this is a premium one. So
done, I'm being a samurai now. No more podcasting.
Yeah, this is like the closest thing you will get to sharp edged, you know, proper weapon. Yeah. This is not a weapon, by the way, disclaimer. This is not a weapon, it's not used for fighting. It's only used for display and cosplay purposes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. Again, I really appreciate it.
Don't give me
it.
Any problem.
Let
me get to my question. To my question, I want you to answer first because I have no idea, man.
Okay.
There's so many things in my mind. What is the first thing you would do if you were alone on the earth for a day? I don't know.
Ooh,
I have no idea.
That is a good one.
I have no idea.
Wow. If you're alone in the earth for a day,
what would I do?
Man, I would just keep going and I'd do what I'm doing. I don't know. What am I going to do?
If I have no one around,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, with no one around, life is boring. I think people, like for me, I think relationships are the most important part of life outside of your health. I think it's so important, relationships.
That's true.
Like your relationship with your brothers, your mother, your father, your people around you. I think your girl, your wife, whoever it is, right? It's like that brings joy. To me, at least, it brings me joy. People around me. I think people. You know, when I achieve something, I want to celebrate with people. You know what I mean? So I think if you get rid of people, I wouldn't want to do anything. It'd be like
we're social beings, of course. You need people around you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're social creatures. But you wouldn't do anything?
Man, I have no idea, to be honest. I think I'll I think I'll just go to like the gym because it's gonna be empty for the first time. I don't know, man. What am I gonna do here?
Respect.
What am I gonna do?
You have the whole world. I'm talking countries. You can like go to France.
Bro, I have a day, man.
See the Picasso, Leonardo da Vinci, whoever did the Mona Lisa thing. Who did it?
Yeah, I'll go there. That guy. I'll still go there.
You could touch the painting. You could like kiss it, take pictures of it.
Oh, I didn't think about it this way.
But you would go to the gym.
It's gonna be.
Respect. How's the gym?
Empty.
It's gonna be empty.
It's gonna be empty.
That I can tell you, it's gonna be empty.
Oh,
nah, man. I swear, man. Think about it. Yeah, we have a great gym, but me and you are very lucky to go to a very nice gym.
What gym is it? Imagine.
Wait. I don't know if I want to sponsor it real quick.
I can tell you.
I'm joking, of course. Warehouse gym.
Warehouse Jumeirah Park. I've been a Warehouse member for a very long time, but when they opened Jumeirah Park, I'm like, damn, that's a facility. Man, imagine that gym is empty.
Yeah,
just imagine the music. You have full control of the music, the pool.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
You're welcome, by the way, for the sponsorship.
So your gym, your nothing because you need people.
I mean, like not. I don't know. I actually don't know as well. I'd go to Lebanon, and I would. Oh, but there's no one to make them an Oshay.
You see, that's the
you
thing,
can make
bro.
The manoshi.
I'd go, I'd make a manoshi in the mountains of Lebanon in Alay, and then I'd go sit next to the river and eat the manoshi.
Oh, okay.
I love the nature in Lebanon.
You thought of something?
So
yeah. I would go to this place in India called Rishikesh. This is where meditation and yoga originate. Like, this is where all the people were there. And there's like this river and this cave and everything. I would go there.
Nice, man.
With no one around.
What do you think of Pune?
Pune is actually one of my cousins is there right now.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. Why'd you ask that?
Because I might be going soon.
No way. Yeah. For what? Business?
Yeah.
Wow. I never thought. Okay, presents.
This one.
This one. We got this one.
Oh, we still got yours. Okay.
Yeah. Mind. If you had an apprentice, what would you teach them? And I think I would teach them to just start.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah. Start. Do something. Because people aren't doing... You'd be surprised. A lot of people are doing a lot of things. But there are a lot more people that aren't doing much. And I think it's a lot easier to stand out now than it was a long time ago because there is, you have the whole world at your fingertips, right? You can learn whatever you want. Back in the day, if your parents wanted to learn something, they had to go to a library, grab a book and sit down and read it, right? If they wanted to become an expert at something, they might have to travel somewhere to meet the expert and learn from them.
Now you got ChatGPT.
Right? Now, bro, 20 experts at your fingertips. I want to learn everything to know about plants. Okay. Plant expert. 20 of them. What do they say? AI. What is the best recommended opinion? You look at them all. You know, you can learn everything. You can have ChatGPT write an entire book for you, man. You like, there is so much to do on your fingertips. So I think nowadays it is easier than ever to stand out, to do things, to be successful. I think I would tell my apprentice to just start. And I am telling a lot of people around me that same thing that do like ask me for some advice for videos and stuff like that. I always
that's
say,
a reel right there.
I say just
we got
I just
one reel
say,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I just say just start because
crazy.
You never know where it's gonna take you. You never know. Yeah. And if it leads you nowhere, hey, guess what? You learn something. Or you learn not to do that again. Right? So it's just like it's better than doing nothing with your time. It's better than sitting there watching Netflix that you know, which is nothing wrong with that as long I mean it is wrong, but like nothing wrong in with balance.
Yeah,
but it's like
everything's about balance up, right?
But there's a lot of things that people binge doing, and yeah. I think that's also Netflix becomes one of those guilty pleasures that people binge, and I think just starting something puts you on the right path,
man. You know, Netflix and watching videos and all, it's all good, man, but once you feel satisfied when you go back home and you sit there and you watch after a long day of work, after you've done
it's
something, after you've achieved
than.
Something, yeah, okay, feel like you earned it or whatnot.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, when I go back home, I probably watch the last 10 minutes before I sleep and that's it.
Yeah.
Like that's like 10 minutes. I don't even remember the video when I wake up. Mm. It's just like the thing that's on my background when I sleep.
Yeah.
But when I go back home, like a lot of people go back from their job and they just go back, they get inside and they start watching something and expect food to go on the table and just eat and sit there and okay, that's it. I'm done with my day. Man, you have like another like 5-6 hours in your day before you sleep. Why are you not doing something with that? Where's your side hustle? Where's the thing that you're going to do on the side? And when are you going to just start and do something different?
And honestly, if there's something you really like doing, just try to make a living out of it. Like, I love talking to people and I'm doing a podcast to then in the future make a living out of it. That's why I love podcasting. Like, for real, that's why I love podcasting. Because actually, there's many reasons, but that's a big one.
So
if you love something, just if you really want to do something, like, let's say you want to be a part of Netflix, right? And let's say you're watching all these things, write reviews on the things you're watching. You know, you're watching so many things, write some reviews on it. Like, this, like, if you really love doing something and it's getting in the way of you doing something, you of making money, try to find a way to make that thing make the money, I guess.
What was the question?
If you had an apprentice, what would you teach them?
How to sell.
How to sell.
Man, selling is the printing machine, like the money printing machine, selling. There's selling, a lot of things come behind selling, like I told you, negotiation, communication skills, body language, and all of that thing, all of these things. If you actually know how to master these things and you learn how to sell, you will, you, there's nowhere, there's no country in the world that you will go to that you cannot make money in. If I go to the end of the world, to the country that I've never been in, give me a country I don't even know the name of, I can go there, I can make money over there just because I know how to sell. Only just because I know how to negotiate my way through things, or I can negotiate my way through a product, or I can, there's nothing that I can't do in that country just because I know how to sell.
This is funny because I've actually watched Tariq in the middle of a negotiation before.
He saw me live one time. He saw me live one time. And just because the confidence, man, there's a lot of confidence that you need to sell. And there's, once you build that confidence, you find yourself, man, you're just printing. I swear to God, what I mean by printing is not literally just constant cash. What I mean by printing is that you can decide, okay, print, it's time to make money. You can sell. There's nothing that I can't sell. If you give me this, and I can make money out of this, just because I know how to sell. Because when you sell, you can print an image in a person's in your customer's head. Like if I were to sell you this katana, all right, and you are someone that doesn't even want a katana at home, you have children, and it's dangerous. How am I gonna sell you it? I can sell you it. I can make you imagine something. I can tell you, you know what? Imagine right now, do you have a living room? Do you have a lot of people that come over to your house? Okay, amazing. Do you have anything on the wall? Oh, no, you don't have anything on the wall. Don't you feel like, you know, sometimes it's nice to have something on the wall, whatever, you can go. Like, there's always a way. When you learn sales and you learn negotiation,
I appreciate the katana.
Don't look at him, you're taking it from me.
When you learn sales and you learn negotiation, you find different ways to get into someone, to buy this thing from you. And by the way, making money is taking money. If you're convinced otherwise, you're not making money. Making money is taking money. Selling, and your fellow, I can't disclose the name, said that, by the way.
Well, if you...
He's the person.
If you write a book, maybe it could be about selling and negotiation.
For sure, man. One thing I really wanted to do was actually teach how to negotiate. Because up to my certain experience... Because a lot of people sit here and they learn negotiation from men that are like 35 or 40 years old. But how did they get to that point of negotiation when they were 35 or 40? Like, how did they reach there? You didn't tell us what you negotiated at 20 or 25 or 23 or whatever at that age. A lot of people, this is the mistake that happens a lot of times. You learn negotiation from someone that's so much older than you that for him that works. But for us at our age, that won't work.
And in the future, it won't work because generations
are
changing.
Exactly. I want to teach people my age, honestly. This is something I really want to do. I want to speak. And I want to teach negotiation because that's my skill. That's my weapon that I always carry with me.
Other than the katana.
Which is not a weapon, by the way. You're going to get munitions now.
I mean, with the Virgin Radio thing and the...
I'm telling
thing,
you, bro.
We're good. Everyone's going to be safe after this. Yeah. I think mine is how to spend time in solitude. Because I was talking about this earlier. I think we're talking about like being alone. All of us are alone. You can be in a room with 50 people, still feel alone. But I think the weakness of being alone is loneliness, and the strength of being alone is solitude. And the thing that brings you from loneliness to solitude is perspective. When you look at your time alone as a place to grow and develop yourself, then it becomes solitude. Okay. If it becomes as a time when you look at everything negatively and then you're like, I'm never going to make it, blah, 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 that's loneliness.
I like it. It's a different perspective on life.
So teaching people to spend time in solitude, because time in solitude is what brought me these episodes. Whenever I'm filming an episode, like I told Tariq before I filmed my episode with him, when I was writing like an idea of what I want to talk about and stuff on the episode, it was when I was at Kite Beach all by myself spending time in solitude. Yesterday when I called you last night to talk to you, I'm in the house alone. It's just me in my house, right? Again, time in solitude. Disconnect from the world. Connect with yourself.
I love
right, that. Presence. So I know you're doing the stretching challenge. So I wanted to give you some advice on things you can use to stretch during this last week.
Oh, wow.
Look at what I searched.
Okay, how to grow taller in a week. Leafy greens, eggs, beans, milk, quinoa, almonds.
Oh my God.
No way.
Leafy greens, soy. No way. And I got you everything you need to grow because you have about 10 more days. So
soybean, beef, salmon, Ramadan.
Ramadan.
After Ramadan.
Yogurt. Oh my God. Okay.
Everything's
hey bro, I'm lactose intolerant. Half of these don't work. I'm joking. This is great, man. What?
Yeah.
I love the meaning behind it.
We will get you something proper once this episode is done. But for now, I wanted to get you that. And Tariq,
oh
my God, you have just brought so much value to me. This episode wouldn't happen without you. So I got you two presents. The first one is the mushroom thing that we talked about
in
the last episode.
Oh, man. There's no way. Yo.
So to put it in your coffee, to put it in any juice or whatever supplement you have.
Man.
The second thing is fresh today, one Partagas cigar.
My guy, man.
I wanted to thank both of you guys for being here, man.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
I wish we had more time to film, but I think it was a pleasure talking to both of you.
I'll have this right after iftar. Right after iftar.
I need to buy myself one. There was one in the store.
Oh, come on. Okay, well, then I must come share with you, man. We'll have one together.
But yeah, thank you so much, Adam, for coming here. Tariq, for co-hosting. My first co-host, by the way. My first ever co-host.
I hope I did well.
And thank you guys so much for coming on. Anything you want to shout out before we go?
Not really. I'm all chill.
Just start?
Just start, man. Just start, you know, and you'll see where you go. You'll see where you go. Just start.
One quote that Tariq has told me that I always keep in my mind is, how you handle one situation is how you handle every situation. We're not going to discuss it, but you guys can keep
take
that
it for yourself.
Take it for yourself. Do what you want with it.
100%. I love it.
So yeah, you can put that paper in here if you want. Thank you.